Welcome back to the show. We're diving into something thought-provoking today. Ninoc's Anatoly Howe's reflection, The God We Created. Ninoc is described as a seeker of truth, a writer of questions, and a student of the unseen, always trying to bridge those gaps between faith and fact, spirit and story.
Sounds like someone who asked the uncomfortable questions. I respect that. No easy answers, just more questions. My kind of person, honestly.
Exactly. Anatoly Howe says this reflection was born at that edge where belief alone just isn't cutting it anymore, when the questions get louder than the answers we were handed. And it's not a rejection of God. He's clear on that. It's an unmasking of a version of God.
Ah, the old God shaped too closely to our own image bit. So less divine creator, more cosmic CEO with a serious temper and a favorites list. Because that's what traditional theology often paints, right? A projection.
Precisely. Anatoly Howe paints a picture of a God with needs, tempers, favorites, enemies. A version designed for control, not freedom. It makes you think, doesn't it? He invites us to listen, let the words disturb us, stretch our inner temple, and awaken that part of us that always knew the truth was just buried under all the noise.
I can relate to that. My inner temple feels like it needs a good stretch after reading some of the comment sections online. But seriously, this idea of a God who sounds a lot like us, a bit insecure maybe, is pretty funny when you put it against the backdrop of the actual universe.
That's where Anatoly Howe really hits. For centuries, we were told we're the center of creation. Earth, sky, stars, all made for us. We're God's masterpiece, his image, his prize. But then you look at the stars, the galaxies, billions of suns and swirling dust clouds beyond our reach.
And suddenly our little planet feels less like the VIP section and more like a tiny, dusty corner of a massive, overwhelming cosmic rave. You're telling me this entire impossibly vast universe, which we may never even truly touch, was all just for us?
And if it wasn't, Anatoly Howe asks, then why does the God we were taught act so human, with human emotions, human judgment, human laws? A God who gets jealous, demands worship, picks favorites, and punishes anyone who steps out of line, even if he knew they would.
It's like the architect of galaxies is behaving like a slightly unhinged ancient king. Did we create God in our image before he ever created us in his? Because that jealous, praise-needing, fire and brimstone God sounds suspiciously like a reflection of our own fears projected into the heavens.
He even brings up the Gnostic texts, those long-hidden and later banned writings that offered a different story. This world, with all its pain and hierarchy and cruelty, wasn't created by the highest God, but a lesser being, a demiurge, a flawed craftsman who thought he was the only one.
So the cosmic intern got a little carried away, made a mess, and then pretended he was the boss. I love that. And the true God, just silent, still, beyond form, beyond name, waiting, like a truly chill deity, just letting things play out.
Exactly. This version doesn't command, doesn't demand obedience, doesn't throw us into fire. It just calls softly, through intuition, through light, through longing. And that's a pretty stark contrast to the God obsessed with sin, who demands constant sacrifice and appeasement.
Yeah, the "you're a sinner, now grovel" approach versus, "hey, you just forgot who you are, it's cool." Makes sense. We aren't evil or broken, we're just asleep, like hitting snooze on cosmic consciousness.
Anatoly Howe suggests maybe that's what Jesus really came to say. Not to start a religion or die as a blood offering, but to wake us from the illusion. To tear the veil and say, the kingdom of God is within you. Not in temples, not in laws, not in fear, but in that silent knowing you're not separate from the source.
So, instead of a cosmic detective looking for sins, it's more like a cosmic alarm clock. Wake up. You're awesome. Your spiritual GPS has just been a little confused, that's all.
He asks again, why is the God of the Bible so small in a universe so large? Why does he sound angry, possessive, insecure, when the stars are silent, majestic, and free? The answer, he says, is simple. The God of old religion isn't the true God. It's a shadow, a misinterpretation.
A cosmic mistranslation. And if that disturbs you, let it, he says. Let it shatter the cage, because what waits on the other side isn't chaos, but freedom. Not punishment, but presence.
The true God doesn't demand belief, doesn't need saving, doesn't send anyone to hell. The true God waits within, in stillness, in wonder, in the part of you that is light. And the day you stop searching outside and start listening within, you realize you were never separate, never condemned, never lost. You simply forgot.
It's like finding your car keys. You thought you lost them forever, but they were in your pocket all along. Just a bit of a dramatic forgetting. I love that message. So much more reassuring than the fire and brimstone method.
A profound thought to leave us with. From Ninox Antalihau's The God We Created. What a journey of unmasking and remembering.